Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, the 19th of March 2024 is George Griffith. George Chetwynd Griffith Jones, the 20th of August 1857, the 4th of June 1906, was a British writer. He was active mainly in the science fiction genre, or as it was known at the time, scientific romance, in particular writing many future war stories and playing a significant role in shaping that emerging subgenre. For a short period of time, he was the leading science fiction author in his home country, both in terms of popularity and commercial success. Griffith grew up with his parents and older brother, receiving homeschooling and moving frequently during his childhood due to his father's career as a clergyman. Following his father's death when Griffith was 14 years old, he went to school for little over a year before leaving England and travelling the world, returning at the age of 19. He then worked as a teacher for 10 years before pursuing a career in writing. After an initial setback that left Griffith without the means to provide for himself, he was hired by the publisher C. Arthur Pearson in 1890. Griffith made his literary breakthrough with his debut novel The Angel of the Revolution, 1893, which was serialized in Pearson's Weekly before being published in book format. He signed a contract of exclusivity with Pearson and followed it up with the likewise successful sequel Olga Romanoff, 1894. Griffith was highly active as a writer throughout the 1890s, producing numerous serials and short stories for Pearson's various publications. He also wrote non-fiction for Pearson and went on various travel assignments. Among these were an 1894 publicity stunt in which he circumnavigated the world in 65 days, an 1895 journey to South America where he covered the various revolutionary movements active there at the time, and an 1896 trip to Southern Africa that resulted in Griffith writing the novel Britain or Boer. 1897, anticipating the outbreak of the Boer War, 1899-1902. Griffith's career declined in the latter part of the 1890s, and he was surpassed by H.G. Wells as the favorite science fiction writer of both Pearson and the reading public. His last outright success was A Honeymoon in Space, 1901, and he parted ways with Pearson shortly thereafter. With his health in decline, likely due to alcoholism, he continued writing prolifically up until his death at the age of 48. Griffith was both successful and influential as a writer at the peak of his career, but he has since descended into obscurity. Retrospective assessments have found his works to have been timely and prescient, in particular with regard to the importance of aerial warfare, but not timeless, and he is commonly regarded as a relatively poor writer, especially when compared to his main rival Wells. He regularly incorporated his personal viewpoints into his fiction, and anti-American sentiments expressed in this way ensured that he never established a readership in the United States, as publishers there would not print his works. He was irreligious and in his youth advocated fiercely for secularism. Politically, Griffith was early an outspoken socialist, though he is believed to have gradually shifted towards more right-leaning sympathies later in his life. Socially, he has been described as embodying Victorian ideals, including social conservatism and staunch pro-British views. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 047 UTC on Tuesday, the 19th of March 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for George Griffith. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Brian Standard.